Jamie Smith wants to be the next mayor of Sioux Falls. He talks with us about leadership, housing, and how to keep a city a welcoming place for people across the region. You're listening to SDPB's In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. 5 Sioux Falls residents are vying to be the next mayor for the state's largest city. Jamie Smith has been a teacher, a coach, and a real estate leader. He currently serves as state senator for District 15, and since the leader of the state's largest city has an outsized voice in the development of the region, we're meeting all of the candidates this week. Here's my conversation with Jamie Smith.
When it comes to policy for the new mayor, we have to continue making sure the infrastructure is absolutely in place and that we continue to do the good job of planning for the future that we have. And so when it comes to, roads, sewer, all of the not exciting stuff to most people, the things that you make sure, like you flip a light switch and the power comes on, those types of things that you don't think about, that policy is keep moving and going forward. Public safety, another huge thing when it comes to policy. Again, total confidence in Chief Toome and what we're doing here, okay? When you look at per capita and stuff like that, crime is down in our community. Not everybody feels that way, okay? So we have to figure out what it is within those communities that people are feeling unsafe about and react to those things as long as they're realities, okay? We got to make our decisions based on the reality of what's really going on. I think there have been things that are noticed. There are special units that are working on and we can do better. That's all I'm going to say about those things, but they are there. I know they're getting attention and we need to make sure. And then the street racing thing when it comes to our public safety is a nuisance and an annoyance and also a safety issue. So we've got to figure out a way to maybe provide some space that, yeah, you can ride that crotch rocket fast, but not on our streets and don't be doing it at the time of days. And then when it comes to other policy, We've been bold enough to say we're going to eliminate homelessness in our community. Nobody should be houseless. Everybody should have a warm place to stay. We're too rich a community not to be able to deal with that. And people say, that's ridiculous, Jamie, you can't do that. Well, I'm not going to say that we can't because I believe that we have to at least try. Yeah. And if we set our goal at reducing 50%, that's not good enough, right? We need to figure out how to get to zero. And do the best we can on that. So, again, we have some different plans in place that will start day one, that will start addressing those issues even more than we have and try to figure that out. People get worried, how are you going to pay for that? I am a firm believer that the city doesn't have to do everything. The city has to provide the opportunities for everything to get done. And those are very different things.
What are your qualifications to get there? What kind of team are you going to build? Why are you the guy to meet that goal?
I've been a board member on Affordable Housing Solutions for years now. I've been a realtor for the last 20 years. So housing is something I'm very well aware of. Then also within our different faith communities here within our city, been a part of those types of things as well. I just happen to be a Lutheran guy that goes to St. Mark's, but I have friends in all the different denominations of Christianity, plus Muslim friends, Jewish friends, all across the gamut. I think there's in all of those groups, there are people that is an issue too. So we can work with organizations that are already doing that. But then I have really good relationships with friends in the tribes across our state, and there is a huge It's not proportional, the number of Native Americans that have issues with housing here in Sioux Falls. And when it comes to that, and I think there are things that we can do when working with the tribes to do a better job. I'm floating an idea out there that we want to move forward with having embassies for our tribe here in Sioux Falls, much like you would if you had a problem in a different country and you're a U.S. citizen. In South Dakota, we have South Dakotans that are dual citizens. They also belong to a sovereign nation in those tribal nations, and I want to work with those tribal nations to help the people from their nation.
Yeah. So affordable housing, and as a realtor, you've seen people struggling to get into homes or even keep their homes. What do you bring from that business background to creating affordable housing from a zoning standpoint, from an infrastructure standpoint? From an access to federal program standpoint, help me understand that world.
It's in all of the above in those areas. And one of the things that I was really, really impressed with. There's a lot of folks out there that wonder about the use of TIFs, for example, the tax incremental financing. Okay, and so when we're talking about TIFs, Kelly Nielsen had a really interesting development up northwest, and what they did in that development was the product, as a realtor at first I was confused by it, was a two-bedroom, one bath on a slab with a one-car garage. Seemed a little small to me, seemed a little, who's that going to be for? The unbelievable thing within that was it's always going to be that. It's always going to either be a downsized home or a first-time home buyer home. You can't add equity by finishing a basement, so it's not going to move on to that second-tier housing. So much of the housing that we build gets finished in more, and then you add equity by adding that basement, but now all of a sudden the first-time home buyer can't afford that. Now it's the second, it's a move-up house automatically. So that provides housing stock that is true to that first-time home buyer or, again, a downsizer. And when people downsize to that, it frees up housing in the middle, right? Yeah. Because when those people leave their homes, now there's rooms for people to move up. And that's been one of our inventory problems here is finding that next house. Because I always tell people, we can make you homeless, but I can't guarantee you we're going to find your next house. That's for home ownership. Then we have all these rentals that are in our communities and things like that. We need more opportunity, though, in the core, I believe, to work with the zoning. As you mentioned there, a lot of different candidates on this campaign, we agree on this one. A lot of us is this building up instead of just out. Yeah. We've got the sprawl thing, but we're going to run into those, if we haven't already, the T, the Harrisburg, the Brandon, we're running into those borders. We're not going to have any more room, Sioux Falls proper, to move out. So we got to start thinking about maximizing our land that we currently have. And one of the things I do there, too, is create a land bank for our community. It's a bill I brought forward this year. They did some political wrangling with it, but we'll have somebody bring it back next year, too. And what that does is it creates an opportunity for us to package up land, bring it together, clean up title on land, clean up any physical problems that piece of land might have, and then figure out the best use for that land and get it back out into stock for people to use. And what we need to do with that land, then getting it out there, will then ultimately increase our tax revenue on that because it's going to be used at its best value.
Yeah. You talked about growth and growth that moves in the right direction. Cast a vision for the future of Sioux Falls, 50 years down the road. What kind of growth is the right direction for you?
The growth in the right direction is as long as we can maintain a good quality of life, a safe place to live, and opportunities for people, that growth should continue and good jobs for folks in that. But in doing that, not all jobs are created equal. When we bring new jobs to this community, I want people that bring business to this community that are givers, not takers. You shouldn't have a company that you recruit heavily to come here and then gives barely a living wage and people still have to rely on safety net systems. That's not the type of big employers that we're trying to court. We need to also do a good job in this community of Sioux Falls using our best minds that often leave our state. You and I both have children that are highly educated, highly smart kids, and guess what? Neither one of them are living here. And they're chasing opportunities in other places to match their creative needs and their needs. We want jobs for those types of kids and those folks here too, in our community. Those jobs could be here, and we want them to be. When I look at all of the people that we lose, for example, that go to School of Mines on the other side of the state. Mm-hmm. When they have a job fair, hardly any of those job fair people in that room are from South Dakota. Sioux Falls could be that place, with engineering jobs. When it comes to cybersecurity with Madison right down the road, I tell you what, I'm glad that we're doing some of the partnerships we're doing in our community. Those are great jobs. We need to be the cybersecurity like Silicon Valley, here, right in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Those jobs would be great. That's the type of growth we're trying to court.
Mayor Paul Ten Hagen was telling reporters the other day that he believes that he is leaving this city in good shape in the nonpartisan realm. One of the things he said he's proud about is that he stayed out of the ditches of division, the political division. Do you agree with that viewpoint of what the mayor's job is? Talk to us a little bit about politics in that office and not alienating or getting too involved in some of the big political issues of the day.
No,
what does that bring up for you?
Yeah. I think, you know, Paul's on the right track. This is a nonpartisan post, and I find that to be refreshing. You know, I have been a partisan player. People know that about me, but they also know who I am, and I'm Jamie Smith first besides any party, and I hope people know that about me. The other thing about where I come from in my politics, there's nothing I could do in this state without making friends. And so we've been very successful about building coalitions across both parts or all four parts of the my friends across the aisle who happen to be quite fractured. And I've been able to build good relationships with all those folks while in Pierre, good relationships with the current governor and whoever's going to be governor. I believe I'll be able to foster a really good relationship there with the different candidates. I already, three out of the four, know quite well. And on the Republican side, and I know the Democrat running there really well as well. So no matter who out of that group becomes governor, I know we're going to make, we're going to have a good relationship starting off right there. And then when we go into the other stuff, there's never been a partisan pothole that I've ever come across, is what I tell people, right? So much of the stuff we're dealing with, and actually so much of the stuff we've dealt with in Pierre all these years too, It's just stuff that needs to get done. And you need a leader that's willing to step up and just do the hard work, and that's what I've always been.
What does who mayor is in Sioux Falls? How does that impact the rest of the state? And what kind of, you know, because most people who are listening to this show are not necessarily from Sioux Falls. What kind of city mayor will you be that will change the rest of the South Dakota residents' experience of the state's biggest city?
Well, there's no doubt that what we do here in Sioux Falls affects the entire state, and oftentimes other municipalities watch and see what Sioux Falls does before they make big decisions, and I'm fully aware of that. I think when it comes to the rest of the state, we also recognize here in Sioux Falls that they come here to Sioux Falls. It's the people that live in Sioux Falls and the people that will be voting here make the decisions for our community and our city. But the rest of the state uses our city, and we appreciate the heck out of that. Come here for your tournaments. Come here for your shopping. Come here for your kind of close vacation. Let's do all of those things here. We know a lot of people come here for their medical needs as well. We'll continue to do that and be welcoming in that way. So we're a city that has to plan for the people that live here and do all that, but we also need to make sure that we're an inviting, welcoming city, not only for the people here in South Dakota, but the tri-state region, really, right around here too, maybe even four going down. I know people from Nebraska that come up here too because we're just close and they enjoy our city so much. We want to keep that going. You know, it was in my governor's race that I said, it was a quote, and I'll say it again, if you've ever been made to feel unwelcome in Sioux Falls, that's not going to be the case with Jamie Smith as your leader, okay? Sioux Falls is a welcoming community that welcomes folks from all over the globe to come visit us here in Sioux Falls and enjoy what we have here to offer. And if you like what you see here, we also welcome you to stay here and become part of our community. And we want people here that are willing to step in and be good neighbors, and we welcome you here to Sioux Falls to do that.
Let's talk about the Big Sioux River. How clean is clean enough?
Big Sioux River needs to be drinkable. Okay? People laugh at that one every time I say it, Lori. Drinkable. Now, again, you know, we've had swimmable was one of our goals. We didn't quite reach that. Our E. coli numbers are often still too high. That can't be. I mean, our namesake for our city are these falls, right? Mm-hmm. But we have to do things with riparian buffer strips. We have to do things with our drainage, making sure that it doesn't just go right in, you know. So the holding plans that we've been doing in our zoning to make sure water doesn't just enter the river, it's really important for our city to do all of those things and to look at where we're putting fertilizer and how we're doing all that. But we have to make good relationships with partners upstream from here too. Because so much of what we get here is already contaminated by the time that it gets here. And again, it's encouraging those buffer strips, working with the state when people do have things that they're doing for the city, no matter if it's in Sioux Falls or anywhere up that river, we need to support those initiatives to make that water useful and clean. That's the constant need, is to just remember that, you know, we're stewards of this place, I always believe. And it's not my city or your city, it's our city. And we have a responsibility to take good care of it and then leave it even better than we found it.
The Sioux Falls mayoral election is Tuesday, June 2nd. It is a nonpartisan election and early voting has begun. You can find all my conversations with the candidates for Sioux Falls mayor right here on the In the Moment podcast. That's our conversation for today. We hope that it serves you. From all of us here at SDPB, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.